Making landfall near the city of Fort Myers just a few hours ago, Hurricane Ian has begun to pummel the state of Florida.
Probably 140 plus mile an hour winds blowing. Feels like it's going to tear this roof off the hotel I'm staying in.
Ray Murphy is the mayor of Fort Myers Beach.
I've lived on this island for 40 years and I've never experienced anything quite like this. It's been super dramatic, to put it mildly. The wind, the surge, the rain, everything.
With maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour, Hurricane Ian is almost at Category 5 status. It's one of the most powerful storms to hit the US for decades. And forecasters say it will create potentially deadly floods and catastrophic wind damage. Todd Dunn is a spokesman for Charlotte County in Southwest Florida.
We're starting to get reports of damage from the wind, preparing for 8 to 14 feet of storm surge.
More than 2.5 million people are under evacuation orders, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has warned that anyone still in their home needs to stay inside.
Please do not be outside during this storm. If you're in those Southwest Florida counties, you need to be sheltering in place. So even if you're not in the direct path of the storm, you need to take all tornado warnings seriously. We have 200,000 power outages reported, but outside of Southwest Florida, crews are working to quickly restore power.
In Southwest Florida, the situation is worsening, especially for those who chose not to leave their homes. Here's Marco Island Fire Chief Chris Byrne.
We have a tremendous amount of storm surge that has moved in very rapidly. And unfortunately, those residents that decided not to evacuate now find themselves in a urgent situation. We are operating with our high water vehicles and brush trucks, which are basically military surplus vehicles that are the only vehicles that are able to reach these people.
Even once the storm is over, Governor DeSantis says it may not be completely safe to go outside. He's encouraging residents to be careful of fallen trees and power lines and standing water. President Joe Biden has told Floridians he will support them through the storm every step of the way. Kate Fisher, Washington.